in studio now. I had the beautiful Heidi Bedell. It's always a pleasure to have you in, Heidi.
No, you smooth talk at you.
No, you really make my morning, because you start to get fed up talking to people on the phone. You've no idea what you look like, but I always know what you look like.
I look so much better on the phone, though.
No, you don't. No. Heidi Bedell, and she's a CE supervisor with the Northside Partnership. Now, we have a few things to talk about, but the first thing I want to talk about, I didn't know it had been set up, is the community garden.
Yes, well, there's always so much stuff going on in the partnership, and all kind of under wraps, and I know people walk past it and they don't notice, they have no idea all the projects and programmes that are going on behind the gates. But the most recent one that is a bit more visible is the community garden down there. It's across from the
Stardust Park,
that's it, yes, exactly. So the end piece, if you like, of the community development centre. So it's a joint project, really. Doris, we've got the funding initially. Linda Devlin, and she's absolutely amazing lady. We're working with Sphere 17 as well, and with St Michael's House, and then the Northside Partnership are supporting it as well. And we've got our shed now, which we've got water and electricity going to, so we can make tea and coffee. A spiral herb garden. We've a very nice standing circle of sleepers, which is it's a bit like Stonehenge kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We've the most amazing tunnel gone in just recently. Lovely paths. It's all very circular. It's very natural. It's very, very. It's a lot of wood used in it. We've some raised beds, and we've two raised beds specifically for people in wheelchairs. So we're putting in a surface there now, so mm-hmm. they can access the wheelchairs. We have two live willow seats that we've put in just recently. Quite large things. The Sphere 17 have painted some tyres, and they're going to make some pots for potatoes and carrots. And the St Michael's, young St Michael's clients, are coming down to take over and do another feature in another place of the garden. And they're donating a seat as well, which is really kind of them.
Great,
they're going to give some. And it's just really changed. We have trees in as well, and fruit bushes and some vegetables. So we should have apples and pears coming up now next year. Well, maybe not next year. They're a bit young, maybe. And then we're going to have a little small forest down the other end, which is a contemplation place. We're going to make it nice and still and peaceful, and just a nice place to sit, you know, catch a few rays of sun when it does come out.
That's great.
But it is a community garden. That's the main aim. It's called Change. And it's around health and gardening and community. And it's open every Wednesday and Saturday for anyone. And we really, really do want anyone to come down if they have a curiosity, if they have a knowledge of garden, or if they've never pulled a weed, they wouldn't know the difference between the two. But they're interested to come down and see it even, just come down and have a look, or find out a little bit about it. We're open every Wednesday and Saturday from 10 to 1, and our gardener Eamon is there, and he would love to see anyone come down, any age, any ability, whatever you like. And he'll be doing stuff, and he's looking for help all of the time. So people can help at any, you know, in any way they like mm-hmm. to, or they can, and get involved in it. And what we're planting vegetables at the moment. We've planted salads and squashes, and we've got four different varieties of tomatoes now. We're going to start planting in the tunnel, and it is a lovely way to spend some time, a couple of mm-hmm. hours on a Saturday morning or a Wednesday morning. And there's tea and coffee and stuff, so it can be quite sociable. You know, you could bring a few friends down as well, and just to check it out. Come down and meet Eamon.
I know, and over in near Fibs, it's absolutely beautiful, and it's great to see these gardens springing up, and they have an association now, I think, as well. But the community garden is a wonderful phenomenon.
That's what we're hoping because we have funding to set all this up and put in all the hard landscaping and stuff. What we really need is a group of people who are going to kind of stay with it and make it their own, you know, kind of to work it. They can have the vegetables and things, and mm-hmm. In terms of keeping it fertilised and
available of this facilities,
yes,
indeed.
Use it.
Why not?
It's the same with all the community facilities. Use it or lose it.
Yes. Okay, so no one can complain. So there you go. Every Wednesday and Saturday. Well, you do. You get a lot of people who scream out for these things. You don't support it. And then when it goes, they're going, oh, Janie Mac. So, that's what it's there for.
Every Wednesday or Saturday, 10 to 1.
10 to 1. Okay, another thing that I wanted to get out before we talked about Rock to Vote as well is and this is something that's free. And these are courses, basic computer courses that are free. Tell me about those.
Yeah,
quick,
something free. Because it's rare enough that you get something that is completely free and doesn't affect any payments mm-hmm. or anything like that. It's a free computer course. It's very basic. So it really is for people who maybe even hate computers, maybe, you know, have a fear of them, wouldn't know where the on button is. Mm-hmm. But they would like to be able to order tickets or download a picture or something like that, mm-hmm. or send an email to somebody. So it's at that level. It's for internet shopping, maybe a bit of Facebook, booking tickets, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's on a Monday or a Tuesday, and you could either choose a morning or an afternoon. It's just 8 hours altogether, so it's two sessions of 4 hours. You can book by ringing the Northside Partnership 848 5608. That's 848 5608, and Sheila is the person who's taking all the names. But if they mention the benefit, it's called Benefit Training Course. It's funded by the Department of Communications, Energy and National Resources, and I think it's a kind of a European initiative to try and get everybody computer literate, if you like, so everybody can use computers.
Okay.
I don't like the fact that we have to, but because it's a nuisance, really.
Yes,
and it really does separate people out. I mean, it's another way of kind of singling people out and making life harder for them. But it is a reality.
Everything. I mean, no matter what you do, a conversation, you can have a conversation with any sort of agency now without them saying, well, give us your email number.
Yeah, check the website.
I check the website.
You say, can I have a form for a license or whatever?
It's on the website.
Downloaded on the website. Yeah. It's on the website. And in fairness, you can, I suppose, get access to a computer in most of the libraries. Mm. So if you don't have a computer, that's no longer a barrier. And if you do have a phone or a laptop, you can get Wi-Fi in so many different coffee shops and hotels and restaurants.
It's okay. Sorry, Heidi. It's okay to learn the computer, but you've just mentioned something there that really piques me a bit, is the idea of downloading. Because most people that have a computer, laptop, wherever, they don't have a printer as well. So, I mean, it's a bit of a pain having to do that.
That's true, actually, and I suppose that's again where the libraries come in handy, because you can actually download stuff and send it to the printer for just a little bit of small bit of money.
Okay, get into reading again.
Yeah.
Okay, and
keep in mind as well, actually, if for photographs, if you load it onto a memory stick, you can always print them out in the chemists as well. Print stuff out in the chemist.
And that's free computer training every Monday and Tuesday. It's you can either choose the morning or afternoon from 9 to 1 in the morning, or from 1:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon, and 848 5608, and I'll give and talk to Sheila, and I'll give all that information out later on as well. Now, this is a good initiative. It's a great initiative because we have the local elections coming up, and apart from anything else, I can see some of the older people just going, oh, shit, will we bother? And I've even had a lot of councillors in over the past few weeks, and I'm talking to one later on, and people are just not into, they're just fed up with the whole thing and what's happening with everything. So, but this is aimed at young people, getting them interested now. And it's called Rock the Vote, so I'll let you explain all that now.
Well, yes, this is a fantastic initiative, I think. It's aimed at young people, but it's not exclusively for young people, so anybody's welcome to go along. They, last Monday, they had a group out, the Vicentian Training Company were out giving a talk, if you like, about the local elections and why it is important to vote. And it is still important to vote.
I know
it's hard to feel that it's making any difference at all, but it's still important to vote, and just be careful about how you vote and why you vote and why you choose that particular person. Look at their policies, you know, look at what their party's going to do. So the Young Community Innovators and the Young Community Leaders are two programmes which the Northside Partnership operate. And they're two terrific groups of young people, actually. They're fantastic to meet. So they are now holding an event next Monday in the Clare Hall Shopping Centre. So that's next Monday in the Clare Hall Shopping Centre from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And they have a lot of different stuff going on. It's a lot of information on voting, on elections. The local guards will be there for people to get registered on the spot if they're not already registered to vote. Because just in case people don't realise, particularly if you're young, you actually have to register before you can vote. It's not an automatic thing that comes to you when you hit 18.
Yes,
you have to register. So to make sure that you're on the register, or to register if you're not. And then some of the candidates have been invited along. So Tommy Brune, I think, and Micheál McDonagh is coming. They've already accepted the invitation, and the others have all been invited as well. So you could actually meet the candidates themselves and ask them questions, ask them about the things that are important to you, and you know, maybe make up your mind who you're going to vote for and why. And I mean, you do need to have a good, very good reason. They're going to have bands there as well, because that's where the whole Rock the Vote comes in. So they have Paul Lenore coming, Travis Oakes, and Jack Ryan. They'll be playing there during the day, entertaining people and hopefully singing songs about elections and voting and rebelling. And I don't know, I'm sure they don't write rebellion songs anymore, but maybe they'll throw one in there just for good measure. Because if you don't vote, the alternative is that the people who do vote choose who are your
government. Well, there's no point in complaining afterwards if you don't bother voting.
No. You're given over the control to other people if you don't vote. Mm-hmm.
OK, that's all happening in the Clare Hall Shopping Centre the 14th. That's next Monday. And it's on from 5 to 9. And you just go up there and have a look around, especially someone young.
If you want more information, they do have a Facebook page, facebook.com, YCI Rock the Vote. Is the Facebook page.
Okay.
YCI Rock the Vote. And that's Clare Hall, 5 to 9, next Monday.
Okay. Just in general, without we won't talk about any names or anything, but I just wanted to ask you, I mean, I'm sure like a lot of people, what's happening with a lot of charities there, can you sort of maybe break down and give us some idea of why you think it's happening? I mean...
Well, I suppose it's... yes... It's an unfortunate situation, and it's one that hasn't been looked at for far too long. You know, that nobody really asks the questions of how much do you earn. It's a rude question in mm-hmm. Irish society anyway. And if you think a lot of these charities, the boards are voluntary. So there's a lot of volunteers. A lot of them are working as well as volunteering mm-hmm. on these bodies. The CEO or the chair, the manager, is doing all the work. The board wants to support them. They're in total control, really, of how the money's split up, the CEO and the manager is. Now, you get a set of accounts every year, but it doesn't necessarily... The salaries is a lump. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? There's never a breakdown of exactly who's getting what. So unless the board, somebody on the board said, I'd like a breakdown of the salaries to know exactly what everybody's on.
Just like having an audit every year.
Yeah. Well, in an audit, I mean, they are audited. All of these are registered charities, so they're all limited companies. They're all audited. They're all operating within legal parameters.
Yeah, but would they not be specific on where the money's going, no?
Yes, there'd be an expenditure, but the expenditure usually has a lump sum that just says salaries.
Okay, I understand.
So it would be... I don't know, whatever the salaries would be, 3.5 million, or if it's a large organisation, it wouldn't be for yourselves or an also partnership that much. But still, I mean, like, I've been on lots of different boards. I've been on our board, mm-hmm. I suppose, and it's a lump sum. So you don't really see exactly how much people are getting. Now, maybe the finance subcommittee might know exactly what level people are on. Most public funded charities are on a pay scale which is very similar to the public service. So there actually would be very few charities which are where the CEO is earning as much as some that we've been reading about. So that would actually be quite unusual, because most charities don't have that much money at all. They don't fundraise as much.
Yes, yeah.
But if you can imagine somebody
some of them were getting so much funding from the government that when you read about the amounts, I was watching it last night, 67 million or something that came from the government. And going, wow.
Well, it is. Now, something has come out just recently asking an awful lot more about top-ups, because what was happening was the government was paying a fixed salary for the CEO, but then the organisation was topping it up.
Mm-hmm.
And this would usually, I'd say over the years, happen about, well, will you do this extra bit of work for us? And the CEO would say, well, that's not really in my job description. And they say, well, we'll increase your salary. Or they agreed at the very beginning that there would be an increase every year.
Yeah.
And it just kind of gets out of hand.
See, the reason I'm asking you as well to talk about it is I was talking to another, I won't say what it was at the time, but it hasn't been tainted yet. But unfortunately for me, the person in charge there is expectant, because of some of the things that's happening now that she's beginning to see, maybe. And she's saying, well, we're waiting to see our name in the paper next. And I'm going, I mean, that's sad. And she's the manager, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why the transparency hasn't been there. So do you think they're going to do something about it now, too late, as usual?
I think they are actually doing something about it. I mean, we are getting requests to boards to say, please outline what your top-ups are on any of your salaries, mm-hmm. if any. And this would be coming from the likes of Pubble, who fund an awful lot of charities with public funding. So they're asking the questions that the board members aren't, which in fairness, I suppose, is... I mean, the relationship between the board and the CEO is usually has to be kept quite mm-hmm. pleasant.
Indeed, yeah.
boards should have asked it, but they're all voluntary and it wasn't the done thing. I don't know how else to put it, but yes, culture is extremely powerful. So, for myself, like, I could ask, why have I never asked people what their salaries are? Mm-hmm. It's just considered rude.
Well, yeah, I think it's... I think as well you assume people are doing their job and they're not going to be that greedy anyway.
And you've seen the set of accounts and they all look fairly reasonable, you know, so you don't... Nothing kind of... Keep in mind as well, very few of the board members have any qualifications in accounting as well, so they're depending on the auditor to highlight it. And the auditors don't highlight something like somebody's been overpaid. Mm-hmm. They just tell you, well, yes, your income and your expenditure are such and such amount, this
and
is accurate.
I suppose if they have a certain expenditure of, say, $500,000 over the years and it stays at that, people are going, oh, that's grand, we haven't gone overboard this year. Or even if it dropped a little bit, which would be unusual. But once it hasn't exceeded what's been allowed.
Usually the board want to know, are we in debt or not? Are we all right? Yeah. Are we still afloat? And then they trust for the rest of the thing. On the part of the CEO, if you're put in charge and you're 15 years in charge of an organisation and nobody really cares if you keep putting your salary up, there's very few who'd resist it, really.
Yes, I suppose. Okay, and they're learning from the government as well, I suppose. I didn't mean that.
On the upside, I do think things are improving now, actually.
Okay. Well, we hope so. Okay, let's go over some of the things we were talking about. The free computer courses that's run by the Northside Partnership every Monday and Tuesday, 1 a.m, 9 to 1, 1 p.m, 1:30 to 5:30, and that is 848-5608. I'll give those numbers out again. And also the community garden, Heidi, people Wednesdays and Saturdays.
That's right, yes.
And finally, the Set to Rock the Vote on Monday.
This Monday, coming 5 to 9 in the Clare Hall Shopping Centre. Upstairs, by the way.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'd imagine you'll be able to hear them.
Yeah, I'll drop up there anyway. Yeah, well, I've seen, it's pretty lovely up there and there's plenty of open space for a bit of music and it's always something
It's ideal, isn't it, really? It's nice.
Thanks very much, Heidi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.